one simple word that has so much meaning to me and many others. The meaning of family, especially in mine, is that you do not turn your back on one another. You are always there no matter what. Yet despite this definition, I have noticed over the years that it's not backed up with actions. However, my family still tries to stay together. It was the unspoken rule, a rule that my mom decided to break. So I will be interviewing my mom to try and find out why she decided to go against her family and separate herself. So what comes to mind when you think of family?
Peace, caring for each other, loving each other, being there for each other, supporting each other in every way.
Do you think that is incorporated in our family?
Yes.
How about people outside our family that's like bigger, like our aunts and uncles? Do you feel like that's the same way too?
No.
Why would you say that?
Because there have been a lot of separation when it comes to treating certain member of the family not with decency and treating some as if to say they don't matter, or some should be as sovereign to certain people. So for that reason, the third generation down the line is like everybody had just come to a point where they keep that distance from each other.
Can you give an example that explains what you're talking about?
Okay. Typical example, my mother, which is your grandma, she's the oldest for all her sisters and brothers. She helped her mother to educate her siblings. In essence, that tomorrow, because when they were coming or doing their time, that's what they believe in. The oldest always stay with the parent to educate the youngest one. And when they become successful, in order for them to help the older person children. But it didn't happen with my mother. Her sisters and brothers, they grew up, they rather were expecting my mother and her children to continue to be sovereign to the family. For that reason, her children was never taken to any higher standard. They were always put down. We were brought up with that tough love, like in a hateful way. But today, it has made me personally a very strong and independent person.
When did you realize the differences when it came to the family and togetherness?
I didn't really pay attention to it until after when I got to age of started distinguishing good from bad. At the age of 20, 21, I started observing the way in which I could tell the differences, how certain member of the family was treated. And when it came to us being our mother children, how we were put down. So when I started knowing that, all the services in which that I used to put in, I started withdrawing myself because I wanted someone to love me for me, not because I have become a servant to them because they feel that I should be obligated to do whatever they think I should do.
So because of what you did, drawing away from your family, even though your family holds strong value of helping each other, what were the consequences of those actions?
Well, I have come to a point, personally with me, I don't go to suck up to anybody for them to like me. Like me for who I am, and I like you for who you are. Respect me, I respect you. And if you take me to be nothing, I don't let you to put me down because my happiness don't last with anybody here besides God. So for that reason, the consequence it has brought, because I am not serving those who think that we should be subject to them, for that reason, it's like it has brought like animosity in a way. It's like nobody wants to be bothered with us anymore, and which is okay with me.
When you were younger, what was the meaning of family to you when you heard that word?
The meaning of family to me, I expected family to be together. The meaning of family to me was when one cry, everybody should be there. When one laugh, it should be one joy. It should be togetherness. It should be holding each other, not who should be down and who should be up. That's how I define family. I mean, when I'm sick today, my sister should be there for me. Not me being there all the time for everybody, but when it comes to me and nobody being there for me. So in simple words, I look at family to be Christ-loving, kind-like. That was family definition to me.
And when you were younger, you thought that was what your family was all about?
When I was younger, her sisters, you know, their children, I thought that's what family was about. But being I was so young, I wasn't paying attention to those things until I started becoming of age. Then it started to get to me.
When did you start to know the changes that it didn't fit your definition?
I started noticing the differences of treatment at the age of probably 18. But it wasn't really severe to me until when I really got to a point of understanding the way in which my mother was being treated. At the age of 23, I would just say at the age of 23, I really understood the whole family that my mother was mistreated. And I didn't like that.
Was there a specific incident that let you know that this wasn't right? This didn't fit your definition?
It was a whole lot. Number one, my mother, her brother, whom had been in the state for rock of ages for a very long time. My mother had no communication with her with her brother. Everything was kept away from her. There was no direct contact with her. So for that reason, I didn't like that.
So when did you start distancing yourself from your family?
I started distancing myself, I would say, roughly like 2014. Like 2004. I already saw that there were no likeness from our family towards us. So they only pretended like they like us because we're always there for them. When they needed things to be done, we're always there. So when I started, I took a very keen look at things and I withdrew myself. I refused to kiss anybody behind to like me.
And how did they react towards that?
For that reason, a lot of them don't like me much. They don't want to be bothered with me because I have come to know the truth. And I have stand my ground that either like me for me or don't like me. And for that reason, nobody come around me, and which is fine.
Can you give an example of there any being altercations between you when you told them, like, I had nothing, I don't want any part of this anymore?
Well, it was because, like, when my aunt died and I took her daughter and her and her kids in for some time, I helped them out. And something she did, it wasn't right when I told her about it. My thank you was to cuss me out. So for that reason, I told her from today's date, I am not going to be any more kind to any of you. So for that reason, she don't speak to me, and which is fine with me.
Are there any other family members outside that you still talk to, even though you distance yourself?
Yes. I talk to them on a casual basis. Hi, how are you? But it's not that deep, loving family thing.
Do you think that there will ever be a chance that everybody will just sit down and talk and be able to come to their differences?
I don't think so. The wound in which that have been caused, for me personally, the damage that have been caused in my heart, I'm not saying I don't forgive, but to see myself again back drawn into that line, to be more free like before. It will not happen.
So being older now and being more experienced and stuff, has your definition of family changed in any sort of way?
My definition of family, I won't say it have changed. That's why I try to bring my children up for them to love each other. Because my way of looking at family is togetherness. Though my mother family didn't have it or they didn't show it to us, I'm not going to let that to infect me for me to pass it down to my children. No. My definition of family, the way I think family should be, I still believe within it, love, care, being there for each other, togetherness, and I try and I'm trying to bring my children up that they should love each other.
So I know that family is, if for one thing, family teaches you something. So I know you haven't had a good experience with family, but have they taught you anything for your own family?
Whole lot. Mm-hmm. My grandmother, she brought me up with a very, very tough love. At first, I thought she was being mean or hateful to me, but I'm grateful today. Because of her toughness, I have become more independent. I have become so self-reliant. I don't look up to anybody besides God. There had never been any situation that would come and face me and I just break down. I face any challenge. The more life become more tougher, the more I get that strength to say, Father God, help me through this. And one thing she taught me, if even you have someone to help you out, never sit and forget yourself. Always be on your guard. Pretend or act as if to say that he is not there. Or what if the person that is giving me bath today is not there tomorrow? What become of me? So if, even if I have help coming to me, I should still be able to stand 100% on my own. Whatever that is coming, it should be a plus. And when that plus is taken away, I should still be 100%.
So you have incorporated it into your new family that you started?
Yes, I have, and I am every blessed day. Number one, I encourage my children to go to school, not to make friends with people who are not serious. Stay away from people who are always in trouble. Always be yourself. Do not compare yourself with anybody because all fingers are not equal. Equal is so. It doesn't mean that I say you are not accountable in society. You are still useful. But be yourself. And by you being yourself, you will always know your own value and nobody else.
Do you have any regrets with your family and how you walked away?
At this point, I regret because I wasted most of my time, and meaning I blame my mother that she wasted or invested all of her time into her family instead of putting more effort into her own children. So for that reason, the way in which she brought us up, we were more like sovereign to her family. And at the end of the day, we end up with nothing from them but hate, anger, resentment, bitterness. But thank God for Christ by me going to church, and I pray to him to take away all the resentment. Let his spirit reserve within me that I will be a better person.
If you can go back and change one thing, what would it be?
If I can go back to change one thing, it would be the hate that was implanted in this family from the beginning. I would like to change that around, but that's something I can't do.
Do you feel like if that would never started, we would have been together more of the family and fit within the definition of your family?
If that hate was never started in the beginning and people had not followed that pattern, I believe my definition of family was going to be in our family.